via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. Talk to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys, I was a victim of a victim crime a couple of years ago.
What kind of crime?
A victim crime.
A victim crime?
Yeah.
An assault? Okay.
Yeah. And I'm taking the case to court, and I went into the courthouse once, and you know those scanners?
The scanners?
Yeah, the metal detectors.
Yeah. I put all my stuff in there and walked through, and sure enough, they went off. So
it went off.
It was my shoes.
Your shoes?
Yeah.
Wearing metal shoes, huh?
I guess. And
steel toes, maybe.
And I had to go pick up my paperwork. And the second time, I put everything in the container.
Right.
It ran it through. I went through. It lit up like a Christmas tree again.
Hmm.
This time, I got scanned.
You got scanned?
Yeah.
Scanned.
Oh, scanned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess I have metal in my shoes or something.
A lot of shoes will have like a wire as support down in the sole of the shoe, so it's not unusual.
Well, sometimes there are those little the things that you wrap the laces around. Sometimes those are metal. I don't know if that's enough metal to set off the detectors, eyelets, and other things like that. Was everything all right? I mean, is that where the detector alerted on? Was your shoes the second time?
Yeah, on my shoes.
Well, there you go. Now you know.
All of them. Keep you up to date on what happened.
You've got to keep us up to date, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's critical.
You never know.
You know, speaking of security, it's actually coincidental that he happened to call in about that, because we were going to talk about the next step in security at the airports. That's right. It could be coming to an airport near you. In fact, it is coming to an airport near us. Logan International Airport. That's the Boston airport. It's from Boston.com. Punit Pawar, a citizen of India, is used to going through security screening when he flies into Logan International Airport, so he barely noticed yesterday when he was asked to put all 10 of his fingers onto a digital scanner as part of an enhanced security system being rolled out at airports across the country. Pawar, a student at Northeastern University, said, "It didn't take much of my time, so it didn't bother me. I'm okay with it. This is what they need to do for security." And I imagine that Mr. Pawar's attitude is not very uncommon amongst Americans. I imagine many Americans, okay, as long as it keeps us safe from the terrorists, here, you can have all 10 of my fingerprints. Would you like a stool sample?
Well, if Mr. Pawar had said anything about it, he probably would have ended up in Gitmo.
That's true.
That's just the reality of the way things are right now. He's Indian. That's close enough to the Middle East, and put him in jail.
Since 2004, international travelers have been required to follow or to allow airport personnel to scan their two index fingers at airports as part of a program called U.S. Visit. But now foreign travelers will be asked to scan all 10 fingers, an enhancement the U.S. Department of Homeland Security hopes will help officials more closely monitor its watch lists of suspected terrorists, criminals, and immigration violators. Now, they are saying this is only going to be for international visitors at this point. And I don't know if they have any overt plans to roll this out for everybody.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
But think about it this way. They're probably treating this as a test run. They're treating this as the international visitors as the test cases to implement this new system. And
well,
it could very well come to us.
The 9/11 bombers didn't bomb us from international flights. They didn't, hijack airplanes from international flights. They hijacked domestic flights.
That's true.
That's absolutely.
But the security measures or the security theater, the steps we're taking, has little relation to do with what would have prevented 9/11.
It has little relation to do with reality.
I mean, we had all the actionable intelligence we needed, and while they had overstayed their visas, they came on legal visas.
Yes.
So it wasn't as if, we need to tighten up on people who don't have visas. That had nothing to do with it.
Well, your observations are correct. That won't matter to most Americans. They won't notice. And all they'll see is, more security. That's a good thing. Security, yeah.
Well,
we need that.
There's plenty of them mutter when they go through,
sure.
But
I'm not sure we'll see the fingerprints for domestic passengers anytime soon.
Well, now I don't know, because the federal government is trying to implement the Real ID system on a federal level, and we all know that they can arbitrarily declare anything they want to be part of that card. So if the feds decide they want to put some sort of fingerprint information or biometric data onto the Real ID, they can do it. And so if that becomes typical in that you have to give them your 10 digits in order to get the Real ID in the first place, because they are going to require everybody that currently has a license to re-up to go and get a new Real ID. So therefore, they could very easily implement something like this. If everybody's already given up their prints to get the license to get the Real ID, then it would just be a simple verification, another extra security check.
The only thing that's going to save us from that, though, I think, or I hope, is that there are enough states, I think it's 17 now, that have pretty much either they've said they dislike Real ID or they're going to opt out. And I think if you do see the fingerprint requirement added, that number would likely grow by quite a bit, because I do think there's strong public sentiment against having, you know, your fingerprints on file if you're not already convicted of a crime.
I wonder about that. That would make an interesting poll. What does the public think about that?
I'm curious as to whether or not they, what they're going to do with these fingerprints. My fingerprints are on file.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to shut down the whole terminal because I decided to take an airplane ride? I mean, they could right. very well decide to do that.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Time will tell here. Let's get a little more information on the story, though. Logan, where two of the passenger planes involved in September 11th attacks took off, became the third airport to use the 10-finger scanners last week. By the end of the year, the devices are expected to be operating in all of the nation's international airports, as well as seaports and border points. So what does that mean? If it's going to be at border points, does that mean you'll have to scan your fingers to get back in the country?
The foreigners will. Remember, this is only for foreigners right now.
Right, but it's for international travelers.
I think it said for foreign travelers.
Oh, it does say that. You're right. Foreign travelers will be asked to scan all 10 fingers. Okay,
right,
so you'll have to have a passport, and the foreign travelers will have to scan all their fingers, which, of course, means that eventually they could ask for a finger scan in order to get you the passport, but that's besides the point.
I'm even unclear on the passport at this point. I've heard, it seems like a million times now that you're going to need a passport by this date, and it keeps getting bumped back. I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be the first of the year.
It was.
I'm pretty sure you're still able to cross with just a birth certificate and a driver's license.
I believe you are correct, though I think there's a certain point at which they're saying that they want you to have a receipt proving that you've applied for a passport as well.
I believe so. I believe you're correct there. I don't know. They keep changing.
But yes,
things.
You are right. They do continue to push the date back. And the reason for that is once they change the rules, all of the people that do international travel for business or personal purposes freaked out, realizing they had to, you know, instead of just being able to come back from Canada, they'd have to have a passport. So they went through the process of getting one, which burdened the passport bureaucracy even more than it's already burdened. And they just couldn't hire enough bureaucrats in enough time to get all the paperwork done, because it's the government and they're inefficient and slow and just awful. Robert Mockney, director of the U.S. Visit Program, said the new device scans fingerprints from travelers and within a matter of seconds matches them against more than 3.2 million fingerprints of people in the FBI and Department of Defense databases. Mockney said going from 2 fingerprints to 10 improves matching accuracy and reduces the number of false matches. Well, yeah, I guess that's a valid point. If you're going to be matching people's fingerprints, you do want to make it as accurate as possible so as to not inconvenience as many people as you can, or as might be inconvenienced. Mockney said, by having this additional data, the machine will be able to say with more certainty that this is the person, that this is a match. But what happens to you if there is a false positive? What happens to you if they think that you're a wanted criminal? Then what's the process like to prove you aren't him? What's that going to be like? Because we talked last week about...
It happens all the time with a no-fly list.
That's true. But then they just deny you a flight. They don't necessarily detain you. But if they're claiming that you're a wanted criminal in this case because you link up to somebody's fingerprints or the system scans you in wrong, then what's that process going to be like? Because last week we read the story about the immigration, the Americans that have been held as illegal immigrants, and it is an absolute nightmare trying to get out of that system. I imagine we'll see some stories soon enough with this new program. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an Ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the Ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live.
It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
1-800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up anything. Here's a bit of disturbing news from TechDirt.com. Back in October, they wrote about a law firm that was claiming a copyright on the cease and desist letters that it sent out, and insisting that it was a violation of copyright law to repost those letters. So, for instance, if you get a C&D, cease and desist letter, for whatever it is you're doing, then you decide that this is outrageous, you want to make a public spectacle of this situation, you want to bring some attention to your plight, you post the cease and desist letter online, for instance, on a website. Then the lawyers from the company that sent you that from the firm that sent you the letter in the first place, then proceed to threaten you and claim, hey, you can't do that. That cease and desist letter is copyrighted.
Mm-hmm.
You can't repost that. That's another violation. Well, now they're saying here it's long been believed that cease and desist letters that have no new creative expression and are merely boilerplates are likely not covered by copyright. On top of that, preventing someone from copying a cease and desist letter or posting it on their own website seems like a pretty severe First Amendment violation. In fact, there have been some groups that have hit back against the law firm's claims, but surprisingly, or maybe not so surprisingly, depending on your viewpoint, a judge has apparently now agreed that you can copyright cease and desist letters in America. The news was announced in a press release by the lawyer in question, who claims this means he can now sue anytime someone posts one of his cease and desist letters. He also goes on to slam those who believe free speech means being able to talk about the fact that a company is bullying them, saying, "The publication of cease and desist letters is an easy way for scofflaws to generate online mobosphere support for illegal activity, and until today, many businesses have been hesitant to take action to address some of the lawlessness online because of possible retaliation and attacks." To which I would respond, the copywriting of cease and desist letters is an easy way for law firms to bully small companies who've committed no wrong, but who have no real recourse to fight back against an attempt to shut them up via legal threat. Until today, many companies who are being unfairly attacked by companies and law firms misusing cease and desist letters to prevent opinions from being stated had a reasonable recourse to such attacks and could draw attention to law firms that use such bullying tactics to mute any criticism. This is an unfortunate ruling and can only serve to create a serious chilling effect on free speech. So, it says here they're claiming that the original press release appears to have been an exaggeration, taking the court's decision out of context, but nonetheless, pretty disturbing case here that may have some implications into the future. Thought I'd bring that to you.
I can hardly imagine that that's so.
Well, they are saying here there has been an update. Let me click that in here because this is brand new as of me bringing this up. If you want to comment on this, 800-259-9231, their update here says that the firm was also the law firm that filed a lawsuit against a gripes site accusing the site of defamation. It's also the same lawyer who claimed that the HTML on his website was covered by copyright and banned people from viewing it. Given all of that, I certainly should have known better than to take the lawyer's press release at face value. Thankfully, someone helped clear up the situation. The lawsuit the lawyer was referring to was not the one that had originally gained attention over the question of copyrights on cease and desist, but a different and much more complicated case, which he wrote about last month. Says here, as Gratz explains, this latest ruling in that case simply stated that since the cease and desist had been registered at the copyright office, the firm had met the low prima facie bar to show infringement. Basically, all the court said was that if the letter had been successfully registered at the copyright office, then the copyright holder had ticked off the necessary checkmark to move the case forward. That doesn't mean that cease and desist are automatically copyrightable. It does not mean that posting a cease and desist you receive is not protected under fair use. Also in that same case, the judge later denied using the copyright claim to unmask the anonymous blogger they were trying to reveal. course, Gratz also notes that Dozier conveniently left out the part of the edited version of the court's decision he uploaded to his site. So while it's still not a great decision, it's not as crazy as it originally sounded. So it sounds like you can copyright a cease and desist letter, but you have to actually go through a process in order to do that.
Right, and it doesn't mean your copyright's going to hold up in court, from what I'm hearing. It just means that if you've copyrighted it, you can challenge and say, if it's reposted, and say that reposting was a violation of copyright. Doesn't mean you're going to win, but it means you can challenge it. You actually have a complaint as far as the court's concerned.
Right.
But so that still means that if a cease and desist order is copyrighted, then a law firm can drag a business
drag
or a regular person
for posting
into court.
It.
Right, which the lawyers are going to be able to afford a lot better than a small business
sure.
or an individual
or a
person.
Website. Yeah. So either way, it's still a chilling court decision and one that people need to be aware of. 800-259-9231 to the email box. Sean writes in, "Hey, I'm currently exploring Austrian economics, libertarianism, anarcho-capitalism, etc., and ended up listening to your audiobook, The Market for Liberty. Although I'm not done with it yet, I have a question about backing the economy with precious metals like gold and silver." Just as an aside, you can download this book for yourself. Go to book.freekeen.com, and you can get your hands on a audiobook version of The Market for Liberty. I read it. It's an excellent book. Highly recommended, and it's free. So book.freekeen.com. His question: in a modern society, it doesn't seem to make sense. Doesn't gold pretty much only have value because we say it does? If that's the case, how is that any better than money? If the paper is a substitute for nothing, then can't gold be used the same way? He has some more questions, but we should stop there to address this. He says, does gold pretty much only have value because we say it does?
Gold pretty much has value because we say it does.
No, that's not true. Gold has value because it's used in valuable ways to us. So we say that the things that gold are used in are valuable because they actually are. Because, you know, you've got gold-plated connectors on your DVD player because...
But gold had value before we had gold-plated connectors.
I was giving you one example of why gold... valuable because it was useful.
Largely, he's right, though. Gold, it's somewhat useful, but the value in it isn't intrinsic value. Gold isn't, an ounce of gold isn't intrinsically worth more to me than a loaf of bread from just an existing standpoint.
You can do some things with it. It's considered one of the royal metals or something like that.
It's a good conductor.
Yeah, for a reason. It's not as good as silver, from what I understand.
For conducting?
That's what I read online. I don't know that for absolute certain. I'm certainly no chemist here, but you can use gold to make jewelry, and people will pay money for that jewelry. You can use gold to make for connectors, and people will pay money for those connectors. You can't use that stinking paper for anything. You can't take paper, print on it, and make it worth something intrinsically.
But that's not what fundamentally makes gold better as a currency.
Well, there's reasons why it's better as a currency as well. We can continue this. 800-259-9231, and you can chime in as well. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and get them for free right there on the front page. Click and download. It's that simple. freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of, that's SavvyRest.com. The question came in via email from Sean saying he's been exploring libertarianism. He's a little confused on the whole gold issue. He's asking, you know, in regards to gold and silver, why is it, he says, why doesn't gold, he says it doesn't make sense. Doesn't gold pretty much only have value because we say it does? Not really. It seems to me that gold has value because, number one, it's shiny, it's pretty, and humans like shiny, pretty things, so that's cool. But it's also scarce in comparison to paper, which is what, you know, is basically what the money is. It's, I guess the money's really cotton, but, you know what I mean. It's
printed on. Value is agreement. There's the only way that you can come up with the value of anything is for at least two people to decide on the price. Now, I can name a price for something. I say my car is worth $10,000. You've seen my car, Ian. Is it worth $10,000 to you?
Which one?
The red one. So no, right? No. Now, that's just a price. The value
you'd be
of that
at
car.
$1,000 for that thing when you sell it.
Right. It's a fine car, and unfortunately, it's worth far more to me than it is to anyone else.
Yeah.
Because it's got 45,000 miles on it. It's a junker, and there's nothing spectacular about it. But yeah, you know, it's fine for going the half mile between my house and yours.
Mm-hmm.
Which is largely the only place it goes. It's essentially a bicycle that's enclosed. But value is when people decide on a price together, and then
sure.
A bunch of people deciding on the prices together, coming up with it.
But,
then
but
sort of
scarcity is a factor there too. I mean, supply and demand obviously
sure.
is a major
right.
player.
Scarcity is.
If there was a whole lot of gold out there, it wouldn't be as valuable.
I just want to address his point that he's right that value is what we say something is. You know what the value is what we say it is.
Right, but it's not just you and I. It's everybody. The
right.
aggregate.
And the problem is that you know paper has always been cheaper than gold, okay? Since we've had gold and since we've had paper, and
you
I
can't
think
grow gold.
No, you can't. So gold has a long lineage of being significantly more valuable than paper. And just because we printed a bunch of crap on our paper and call it Federal Reserve notes doesn't make it more valuable from an intrinsic and sort of long-lasting agreement. There's value to our Federal Reserve notes.
And with the printing, you run into the whole point of the argument that it's not even the intrinsic value of the paper. A $1 bill and a $100 bill are the same size. They have the same amount of paper.
Right.
Except for a little bit of different colored ink, they're worth the same thing as far as from a practical, usable standpoint. The real problem with fiat currencies is they can just inflate it by fiat, basically, but it's worth as much because we say so,
right.
But that doesn't rely on any market agreement.
Right, and that's why Mark said, even though you said it has value, the only reason it has value is because of the fiat factor, because the government has passed a law saying this is what you have to use. It's legal tender. It says it on the bills. If someone has a debt in America, those debts can be paid with
the
Federal Reserve notes.
That's so, but largely it is not. People generally would not desire to turn down Federal Reserve notes. If they wanted to turn them down, the market would come into play on that. And you can exchange other mediums for goods. You can barter. You can use gold and silver, which is bartering, essentially. So, yes and no. The Federal Reserve notes have value. If you try to say that they're valueless, that they're worthless, if you use terms like that...
Intrinsically, they are.
Intrinsically, they are. But even when you say they're intrinsically worthless, people drop the word intrinsically because they don't know what it means. And then they just hear you say, it's worthless. So it's not worthless. Please, give me all your Federal Reserve notes if you think they're worthless.
Mm, yeah.
Okay, so they have value.
I'll hang on to them as long as other people think they're worth something.
Nick, during the break, brought up the absolute reason that gold is a superior medium of exchange than Federal Reserve notes.
There's only a certain amount of it. You can't,
it's finite.
It's finite. You can't. The government doesn't control how much gold there is. They can control how many Federal Reserve notes they issue, which depreciates the value and causes inflation. There's an argument against the gold standard, which in the U.S. we had a couple market fluctuations where wealthy people in the 1800s bought up a bunch of gold and then they'd sell it and they'd manipulate the price to some extent. But what they do is very...
Chump change compared
right,
to what the Federal Reserve
it's
does.
It's insignificant and it's very short term. And the fact is markets will fluctuate up and down. So if you had a currency linked to gold, it would fluctuate somewhat based on the market conditions for gold. But with a Federal Reserve note or any fiat currency, you see a steady depreciation or an accelerating depreciation. So it's clear that the superior system is to have something finite. It could be silver, it could be gold, it could be copper. It doesn't really matter what it is, as long as it's something finite that people agree has some value.
Right. Well, if tomorrow someone discovered a way to actually create gold from, let's say,
lead like the alchemist was,
then the whole situation would change.
Well, we can extract gold from seawater. There's actually quite a bit out there in the world's oceans, but it costs more to extract it.
Right.
So there would still be a practical limit, I think.
Right. And it's not even so much that it's just finite. It's that the control of production is not controlled by a small group.
The central bank.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve is a central bank system here in the United States. It's not even a government agency. It's a quasi-government agency, and only a bit. I mean, there's bankers out there that decide when we print more money. There's politicians that decide when we print more money. They decide that your money, every time they decide to print it, they decide that your money is worth less because they're increasing the pool of money out there.
Right. You can't do that with gold.
Right. You know, the pool of products, goods and services didn't increase the same way that the money did. So therefore, those goods and services become, you know, the numbers on them get higher, you know.
Well, there is something besides fiat currency, though. A central bank, we could still have a central bank even if we had a gold standard. They'd be limited by the amount of Federal Reserve notes they could issue. But if we still had a system like the Federal Reserve system, they would still be manipulating interest rates, which effectively, by manipulating interest rates, they're manipulating the price that it costs to borrow money. So they're creating an artificial cost or cheapness to borrowing money that's not reflected by the marketplace.
Right. Well, so there should be banks that, but if it's if the money is currency backed and there isn't a sort of a law that says that an independent bank can't, you know, spring up and take money and that kind of thing, many Americans probably would find some advantages to independent banks.
Right. But what I'm saying is you do have to be careful because we had a gold standard up to the 70s and we still have the Federal Reserve, so they can still manipulate interest rates with a gold standard.
Which is why the feds need to just get out of the money business entirely and let the marketplace handle it.
Exactly.
Let's go to the phone calls. Jared's on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Jared.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think there's a couple of reasons why gold is important. I think the first reason is because it was voluntarily chosen
by the marketplace.
Through the marketplace, right. Yeah. It was used as a medium of exchange because everyone wanted to use it. Just like you might use cigarettes in a prison, people in the economy and the marketplace decided to use gold. And so everyone sort of decided that it had value. And it can be something different, but generally it is gold. I think the other reason is because, like you guys said, it can't be created, per se. People can't go out and start making more gold, so it's harder to manipulate it. And also it's very difficult to destroy, too. So it's not just going to go away. I mean, in generally, I mean, you can burn a dollar bill. You can't burn a lump of gold.
Yeah,
something that's going to last a very long time, in generally speaking.
So therefore, it's very useful as a store of value.
Right, right. It's a lot more practical to use something that's not going to be easily destroyed rather than something that can be burned and teared and ruined. And also, it makes it more difficult for the government to manipulate it.
Well,
what they do is they have to issue these reserve notes so that they can manipulate any time they want and lessen the value of these notes and eventually get it accepted as currency by creating laws.
Well said. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And gold has retained its value over time. I mean, you may see the number going up and what it's the amount of Federal Reserve notes you can trade for an ounce of gold, but the fact is an ounce of gold buys about what it does today as what it did 100 years ago.
In item.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It seems like every time you fill up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy four cans of System 48 Plus and get the fifth absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to ronpaulstickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to ronpaulstickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Ken, it's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. AT in here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free. If you like the show, want to help us out a little bit, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase being sent to Free Talk Live. It is that simple. You won't see it happening on your checkout. You just have to trust us. Enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Buy whatever you need to buy for your life in over 41 categories of products and get it shipped to you fast or get it shipped to you free via Super Saver Shipping, which is available on a whole bunch of their items. But start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue the email here in a moment, but Dave in Montana's on the line with comments on the gold situation. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live listening on KGEZ. Dave in Montana going once.
Workers unite.
Workers unite, okay.
Because shouldn't the person that does the labor to get the gold out of the ground should get paid the most, but usually they get paid the least?
Well, it's not
look
a...
look at the blood diamonds.
Well, it's probably not a very high-skilled job. Thing. I didn't see the movie, but remember, any
look
one of the
look what happened in Central America and South America with the Spanish. They come and conquer the... It all comes down to labor, man.
It doesn't all come down to labor. It comes down to the... Remember, if I own
a piece of land... Who owns the land? What do? They come and kill the people that live on the land and take what's under the dirt. Look what's going on in Iraq and in Iran. Same thing. Poor people live on top of the land. Black gold is under the land. You kill the people and you take it. Gold is a scourge to man.
What?
The real value is what comes out of each and individual's, the labor that sustains the people.
I can't agree with you on this one, Dave.
No, I have an agreement with him. I can see what he's saying. A person, an individual, can produce things like wood, can produce things like, individually. You can buy a small piece of land,
all
produce
our
wood,
jobs
you can produce
going
agriculture,
because they pay
and those things
all the
are
right.
Value. Well, I'm not done. Go ahead.
No, why all our jobs are going to China? Because they got slave labor, but modern slavery.
That's not true, Dave.
Right? They have fewer slaves than we do. Or they have fewer prisoners than we do, and we actually employ slave labor in our prisons too. They just have a lower people who work for less over there.
And that's because their economy is different.
Well,
over there.
They have to. They're kind of forced into it.
No, they aren't.
They're in Estonia. Well,
they starve.
System.
You know, it's the same
that's
way.
That's not true. Like, that's not true, Dave. I don't know where you got your information from, but those people working in Chinese factories chose to go work in those factories. They could go and stay on the farm. There's food
course,
there.
You know, they got families. They want to support their family. It's the only.
So working in the factory is superior for them.
What I'm just trying to say is you're forgetting about a big part of everything, and that's the labor of everything, and that's the bottom line. Cheap labor brings greater profit.
Well, the cheaper you could
pay somebody to do something, like to dig the dirt and move the dirt to go get that gold. Now they used to take water and blow away a mountain and get only fine. Move a whole mountain to get like an ounce of gold or whatever, you know.
It's, Dave, what do they pay you? What do they pay you?
Well, I'm a janitor. I work at night. I get paid about $12 an hour.
$12 an hour. Why don't they pay you $6?
Well, they'd have to get two other people to do what I do, you know. And that's another thing, you know, it depends on how good you do your job or whatever.
Well, that's absolutely
I'm
true.
I'm just saying I chose to work nighttime because I gotta be available for my child during the day. We take jobs because
we honor things greater than
the money or the gold.
Dave, the reason you don't get paid $6 is because you could go and get another job somewhere else for, you know, $11 or something
like
that.
And it depends on the guy hiring you, too. The guy would pay less if he doesn't really care on how his place gets cleaned or whatever, you know.
That's probably the case. And you wouldn't work in a place. Work for $6 an hour.
Labor is being taken advantage of, and it's been all mankind.
I'm sorry, Dave. I got to take advantage of labor. You could also make the claim that the businesses are getting taken advantage of as well by these employees that are getting far better deals than they could.
Businesses are laborers. Of course, yes, some are going to take it because you got to labor to maintain your business. You're a laborer and another, so you got it, and then you got need help, so you got to find somebody to labor less than what you want to labor for. So you would take advantage of people. Some people would take advantage of a poor alcoholic to clean up something just
hey,
for
if somebody's
the
an
next,
alcoholic, that's their problem.
For the next, you know, drink or something.
Dave, in our society, and even over in China, people aren't forced to work in the places that they're
not.
Work.
I'm not saying
choosing
forced,
that.
But
that's
but
not being taken advantage
gotta
of.
Be, there's got to be those.
Dave, was I being taken advantage of when I was an intern for a radio station? I didn't get paid anything, and I had to load vans and hang banners.
Right, because you enjoyed it. That was passion. You did it by the pay was doing what you felt great coming out of you,
so
and that's
that
what I'm talking
about.
That's the real gold right there. What, you know what I'm saying? The real gold is what motivated you to do that. For nothing or whatever. If you go way back beyond, gold and weapons equalized everybody. Before, it was the guy who could go out and tackle the buffalo and kill him and bring him back or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then he was the great one. Now it's like, who could take advantage of the most people to do all the work for him and then say that they're the great, big, powerful one?
Well, the guy who can run a business or sell a product now is in our day and age, the one who can tackle a buffalo. They have the skill that is valuable to everyone else, so they get
right,
the gold.
Right. And now it's so monopolized on that tackling the buffalo, They ain't letting nobody tackle the buffalo, and you got to like join a club.
That's not true. I mean, we have more prosperity in our society now than we have at almost any point in human history.
And I'm sorry, Dave. There's nothing inherently great about labor. I mean, it's good to have labor. Dave, hold on a second, bud. Hold on a second, man. Because there's nothing inherently valuable about labor. You have to do something valuable with your labor. For instance, if I go out in front of my house tonight and dig a huge hole in the ground and then fill it back in,
somebody
that might take me all day
sued.
To do, but I haven't created any new value, Dave. Do you understand that?
You get sued. You'd have to get you'd have to pay your impact violate your impact.
Well, that's
too.
A government problem. We were talking about labor, Dave. Thanks for the call, man. I can't take it anymore. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
He has a point. When he's at the core of all that, I think he went off on tangents I didn't agree with. At the core of that, what he's saying is all the value it comes from what we do is valuable. What we're talking about with gold is basically an exchange for the things we do of value, for our labor or for the products or services we produce. But just because you work hard doesn't mean you produce a valuable service.
Absolutely.
Just like you were saying.
Right. I could go out in my yard and I can pick up rocks and move them from one place to the other. I could pick up those rocks with my teeth. It would
You're
be even
laboring.
Harder.
Yeah.
Should I get paid more? Should somebody be obligated? No. Labor is not, unfortunately, for me and my bad back, is not that scarce of an item out there. The fact is there's 6 billion plus people on this planet. A good percentage of them have nice, strong backs and can dig holes or do whatever.
Or they could get the strong backs if they needed to. The point is, you're basically saying anybody can do the base level jobs. Dig
right.
a ditch or pick fruit.
Unskilled.
It's unskilled. Everybody can do it. So there's a large supply of labor and there's a fixed amount of demand. And then you get into jobs, where you have to have skills. You have to know math and physics if you want to be an engineer. A much smaller number of people have that specific skill set to be worthy of hiring, and that's why an engineer is going to make many times what somebody mopping the floors makes.
Even though the guy mopping the floor might be doing more work, he might be laboring in a more intensive fashion, it's just not as valuable.
But the fact is, the value of your work, generally, the hard truth of it is, we all want to think that we're doing something valuable with our time, and pretty much all jobs that are done because they're necessary. But the value of what you're doing in terms of, you can take great satisfaction from the most menial jobs. That's fine if you're happy doing it. But the value of what you're doing is set by how much you can get paid for it.
Real quick here, there's one more question in the email we were reading earlier. How would wealth be backed in gold in an anarcho-capitalist society? The question's just wrong. You don't back wealth by gold. That's not possible. Wealth, gold and money is just one indicator of the amount of wealth that an individual possesses. Wealth is more than just money. Wealth is more than just gold and possessions. It's also ideas. It's also loved ones. It's, the power that you have coming to your house. There's all kinds of different forms of wealth. So the question there is completely wrong. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Hour 3. Coming up, it is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327 or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Of the three